I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Last week, 23 South Korean Christians were taken hostage by the Taliban in Afghanistan. They were on a medical missions trip. International Aid had work in Afghanistan, but pulled out because of increasing threats. IA's President Miles Fish.
It kind of highlights a trend, a change over the last couple of years. It used to be that if you were on a humanitarian mission in a high conflict area, that you were afforded some level of protection just because of the motive of your being there. That's not true in today's conflict.
Fish says that Christians can't give up on the high-risk areas because many in these areas need Christ. Next, when natural disaster strikes, chaos ensues because communication becomes impossible. That's why Far East Broadcasting Companies created an emergency radio station called First Response. It took 72 hours to gather the team for a test run in June in the Philippines. Once on location, they were on the air within 2 hours giving life-saving information. Pray that the completed project will be effective in assisting victims of natural disasters. And nomads from the United States are taking the gospel to the world. Nomads are interns with Book of Hope International. This summer, 35 young people are participating in the Nomad program. Book of Hope's Randy Young spearheads the effort. He says one group of 16 to 19-year-olds had a great experience in the Philippines.
They have, in the last 3.5 weeks, reached over 160,000 children, elementary, high school, and college-age kids with the gospel, object lessons, full-blown testimonies, gospel presentations, and then giving each student their own copy of the Book of Hope.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN is making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you pray more effectively for Muslims around the world. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or also go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.